You know, there are all the famous Trump businesses, and then there are the Kushner financial interests. Did you know that Jared Kushner, Donald Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, is heir to his own family empire? Over the weekend, Jared Kushner's sister, Nicole Meyer, representing that empire, made a presentation intended to attract Chinese investors to buy into a Jersey City real estate project. The main selling point was that if the investors put at least $500,000 cash into the project, they can then receive a U.S. visa under the EB-5 immigration program. Visas for cash, influence with President Trump. Is investing with the Kushner businesses a side play in the questionable ethical world of the well-heeled Trump administration and its holdings in real estate, oil, and other businesses around the world? Noah Bookbinder is the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a nonpartisan government watchdog group. From 1999 to 2005, he worked as a federal corruption prosecutor for the Department of Justice. Noah, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be here.
There are two issues here. I wonder if you'd take one at a time. First, there's the question of Kushner's insulation from his family financial interests, not even considering his financial interests with the Trump family because he's married to Ivanka.
That's right. I mean, he has taken some steps to distance himself from his own companies. He's divested some of those companies. He retains ownership interests in a good number of other companies connected with the Kushner family businesses. And as you said, he also has interests in the Trump businesses because his wife retains ownership interest in her own Ivanka Trump companies as well as in the Trump organization. So there's still a lot of connection there.
And is there anything that would have happened at this meeting with Nicole Meyer that could have violated ethical rules or even federal law in terms of Nicole saying something like, and Jared, you know, he's really connected to the president. If you want a message to the president, you know, I can make that happen for you. I mean, not that people talk that way, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, it does appear that she, she mentioned that Jared Kushner was the former owner of the Kushner companies, that she talked about him leaving to go join the Trump administration. She talked about how Donald Trump will play a key role in deciding the future of this visa program that they're talking about. So there was a lot dropped about who Jared Kushner was and his potential influence. It's not clear that there was any violation of the law.
But why wouldn't that be a violation of law right there?
Well, I think what you may well have is a violation of there's a federal regulation which says that the appearance of a conflict is enough, is a problem, and you're not allowed to do it. So that regulation could well come into question. The criminal law is a little tougher. It has to say that you have an official benefiting financially from some official business that he's working on. And here it seems like Jared Kushner may have enough distance from this particular property that there's not that kind of a violation. But the appearance is horrendous. And, you know, it certainly looks like the family is essentially peddling influence, and we can't have that.
Let's look at the EB-5 immigration program. I mean, it looks on the surface, you know, without being Republican or Democrat, as a visa for cash program. What's that all about?
I mean, essentially it is. It is saying if you put up at least $500,000 in investments in a U.S. in a particular U.S. business, you can get a visa that can lead to a path to citizenship. The idea was to encourage investment, particularly in parts of the country that maybe weren't getting a lot of investment in lower income areas, and that's maybe not a bad thing if it's an incentive to bring in money to American economic projects that really need the help. That could be a good thing.
Let me just get clear on this. So you'd make a pitch, or let's say we want investment from the Chinese in some project in Iowa, and we say, you know, put some money in here. It's going to make a profit. I mean, probably 10% profit here. But as an added bonus, we'll throw in a visa for your son to go to, you know, Brown University as a kind of a special deal. I mean, is that really legal?
That's the general idea. I mean, I think it has to be the person who is putting in the money who ultimately gets the visa. But yes, that's kind of the idea. Now, you can question whether supporting, you know, the Kushner companies' real estate projects, which often include things like luxury housing, is really what they had in mind for this program. And, you know, I would go further to say that you really shouldn't have Kushner companies or Trump companies pushing this program, because how could you ever do that without it looking like access and influence is the purpose of these people putting up the money?
Finally, in general, what was the original intent? You've described it a little bit, of the EB-5 program, and some have said that it's just migrated way far away from its original mission and, you know, borders on corruption. What do you think?
Well, I think it has to be, if we're going to have a program like this, it has to be managed really carefully and really precisely, and and it shouldn't be allowed to include companies like these ones that seem like the purpose of it could be influence, could be access, or anything that looks like funding luxury apartments. It ought to be used for the kinds of purposes for which it was intended.
Well, it's great that you're watching this. I mean, I feel really naive in not knowing about either the Kushner financial interests or the EB-5. Are they under the radar before we go?
They certainly shouldn't be under the radar. Maybe they have been, but people need to start paying attention. Conflicts of interest characterize almost everything about the Trump presidency and the people in senior positions around him. And it's forcing us to question the motivations on almost every major decision that's being made. So we really should be paying attention to this.
Noah Bookbinder is the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, a former official with the Department of Justice. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
In response to all this, the Kushner Companies has apologized for mentioning White House advisor Jared Kushner at the investment conference in China, saying the use of his name was not meant as an attempt to lure investors.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.